in the schedule this year. The Atlantic girls have only, I believe, 6 games left in the season. But they have 2 of them left with Clarinda. Have not played the Cardinals yet this year. They'll play them, of course, here in just a few moments. And then they'll also play them in the final regular season game of the year up at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium on February 10th. So it'll be a little bit of time between. We expect a very competitive game tonight as the Clarinda band that blares from behind us here. I'm sure you can hear them loud and clear here tonight. But we should have a pretty competitive ball game here tonight. Both these teams have talent, but both of these teams have been trying to figure out rotations and things throughout the course of the year. Clarinda has a little thinner bench than does Atlantic, but in both cases, playing a mix of some veterans and a few young players are going to get some opportunities in the ball game here tonight as well. And these two teams have similar records. Atlantic 5-10 on the year. Clarinda comes in 4-10 on the season. So we expect to see a couple of very hungry basketball teams.
Yeah, it really should be a very good matchup. They match up on paper pretty evenly as far as how the season has played out with the win-loss column, and of course with how they average scoring-wise through the season as well. And as you can imagine, with two teams that have records like that, yeah, they're figuring things out still. They're trying to work pieces in there and see how they can improve as the season goes along and try to make a push here down the end of the season. And they know that playing each other twice, they're going to have that opportunity to try to do that.
Well, both these teams trying to enhance their one-loss records, and no better way to do it than with teams that are in the same stratus as you are in what's a very difficult Hawkeye 10 conference. You've got a team like Harlan, who may very well be the best team in the state of Iowa this year, at the very top of the conference standings, and several other ball clubs, including teams like Lewis Central. Creston's been playing very well. Of course, then you got teams that are ranked in 2A, all clustered together in the middle of this week's pack, like Catholic and Shenandoah and Red Oak. It's a difficult conference to play your way through during the course of the year, and these teams have found that out. But still, again, trying to build, especially in Atlantic's case, trying to build something more for the future. Of course, you never want to give away for tomorrow, but still trying to work through some things with still a few young players out there as well. So should be a lot of fun here tonight as we watch these two basketball clubs go at it, try to pick up that W here this evening. We'll take a time out. We'll take a closer look at these two ball clubs when we come back. We're in Clarinda tonight. Atlantic visiting Clarinda girls Hawkeye 10 conference basketball. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Protect your investments with a new roof or repair by Schaefer Roofing in Adair. They specialize in residential and commercial roofing and are fully insured. Give Schaefer Roofing in Adair a call at 800-996-7321. Peck's Stump Removal in Griswold is insured and gives free estimates. They have a really small stump grinder, so it won't be pulled with a truck and ruin your yard. Call Peck's Stump Removal at 712-789-0346. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and in Oakland.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks, back with you here in a very loud Clarinda High School gymnasium here tonight as we ready ourselves for a girls' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball matchup. As we mentioned, Atlantic is 5-10 on the year. They're 1-6 in Hawkeye 10 conference play. For Clarinda, they stand 4-10. They are 3-6 in Hawkeye 10 play so far on the season. It's been a while for these two teams to really put anything together as far as the wins go.
Yeah, each team, if you look at it comparatively, in their last 8 games, have both only just won one game, and that would be for Atlantic back on the 9th of January against Denison-Sueschwig. They won a 5-point game there, and for Clarinda, they won their last outing here on the 20th of January against Preston, 63-51. So, yeah, it's been a rough go of it here for these two teams through the bulk of the season, but especially here in this last run late through these last or so here for these two teams. So, yeah, no lack of want to get a plaque in the W column here for these two teams here tonight. It's been a pretty rough stretch.
And let me correct myself, too. Both these teams are 2-6 in Hawkeye 10 conference play, so they are square in the conference standings, trying to move their way up, as we said, in what's a difficult conference here this year. This game tonight between Atlantic and Clarinda, as far as the conference season goes, not every game counts as a conference basketball game during the course of the year. But in the case of tonight's basketball game, this one does. This is a conference game between these two teams, so they just become just that much more important when they are listed as conference matchups. So as far as the pecking order goes, one of these teams will jump in front of the other here tonight. Let's take a look at your starting lineups for the two teams tonight. First, for the visiting Atlantic girls, they're wearing their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim. For Coach Kelly Jewell, he's going to send them out like this. It'll be 5'5" junior Aaron Olson out front with Sky Thompson at 5'9" and a junior. Catherine Leonard, a 5'10" sophomore. Tiffany Williams at 5'11" and a junior. Schmidt, a 5'7" senior, will be your starting five tonight for Atlantic. A senior, three juniors, and a sophomore make up that starting five.
Yeah, when you talk about leadership, it usually starts and ends with Erin Olson for Atlantic, as she's really their floor general out there and their leading scorer as well on the season, averaging 13 points per contest. She shoots 29% from the field, 31% from three-point range, and she's their most deadly shooter from outside and does a lot of things for the team throughout the season. Catherine Leonard helping out in the rebound department. She's got 72 on the year. Tiffany Williams real close with 7 as well, and those are two other players that you expect to contribute on the offensive end also. So some other players that can step up and fill that kind of secondary role, but it's definitely Olson leading the way.
Absolutely. Well, let's take a look at your lineups here tonight for the Clarinda Cardinals, coached by Ron. Five senior. Seems like she's been here forever. Been a player in all different Clarinda. Kayla Rogers at 5'9 and a senior. And Abby Brown, a 6'1" senior, will make up the starting five tonight for the Cardinals. That's four seniors and a junior for Coach Griebert. He's got a little more senior-dominated lineup.
Yeah, and kind of really the same story for them as well. Moses would be their leader out there on the floor. You talked about her experience here, being here for a long time. She's averaging 12 points per contest, shoots 32% from the field, and 27% from three-point range. Their most prolific three-point shooter is McElroy. She averages 9 points per contest. She's knocked down 24 threes on the year, shooting 31% from outside of the arc. And then rebounding, you're led by Abby Brown, 110. Next closest is Kayla Rogers at 57, so you really have an advantage there with Brown leading the way in the rebounding category. And interestingly, too, if you look at the points per game for these two teams, also very similar, about 43 a game for Atlantic and 44 a game for Clarinda. So they're both very close in that category also.
I bet. So those are your starters for these two ball clubs here tonight. We'll take another break. When we come back, we'll have the opening tap. It's Atlantic at Clarinda. Girls, Hawkeye 10 Conference Hoops comes your way in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. ADM and Atlantic, the elevator for you when it comes to grain marketing and handling. With on-the-farm pickup and delivery available. ADM, they are your grain marketing consultants. Give them a call at 243-6567 or 1-800-243-6568. For Powerlift Hydraulic Doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC and Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. Berg Electric and Atlantic is a well-rounded quality company. Our areas of expertise are vast and estimates are free. Call Berg Electric and Atlantic at 254-9020 today.
Jim Peel, Chris Sparks back with you here in Clarinda. We get ready for action here tonight between Clarinda and Atlantic in girls Hawkeye 10 conference basketball. Lots of sports activity going on. Atlantic boys hosting Clarinda up in Atlantic tonight, and also the Atlantic Cam wrestling squad down at Corning for the John J. Harris wrestling tournament. They got things underway a little earlier this afternoon, and we'll finish up the early rounds tonight, and they'll continue on with the finals and all of the activity going on tomorrow as well down in Corning at the Southwest Valley High School complex. So a lot of fun there, and we'll keep you up to date on all of those things that are going on around the region as well here tonight in high school basketball. Plenty of other scores also throughout to talk about, including the junior varsity score here earlier. The Atlantic JV were winners. They won it 50-37 over Clarinda in the JV contest.
And an update here, too, for you from Corner Conference tournament action in consolation game. It was Sydney defeating South Page 40-34. Fremont Mills and Essex will be playing tonight as well for the title there in the Corner Conference tournament. And also, we didn't have an update as well, the Audubon girls tonight. Trainer defeated Audubon 66-32. That game has gone final. And also, another game that was at the end of the third quarter, a little bit early on here tonight, was a little bit of a surprise. We know how good that the Harlan girls are, but at the end of three quarters, it was 58-21 Harlan leading that game over Red Oak and girls play. So that continuous clock started there in that third quarter. So they're off to another impressive win there.
Also, mentioned to some other games. Manning beating AHSTW 72-32 in girls hoops. Harlan beat Red Oak 69-33 earlier tonight in girls action. Also Central Decatur down Nottoway Valley 60-48. And it was Bedford beating I-35 51-48. Underwood down in Griswold, Griswold beat Underwood 44-43 tonight. So a lot of good basketball going on around the region this evening. And about halfway through the first quarter up in Atlantic, it's Atlantic leading Clarinda 14-5 in that boys game. And that's very early on here this evening. And as we said, we'll keep you updated on a lot of those differences as we move along through the evening here tonight in Clarinda. Two teams have been introduced to the crowd here tonight. We're going to have our national anthem here this evening, so let's go ahead and listen in as the Clarinda High School Band performs for us tonight our national anthem. With our national anthem behind us, that means basketball is right in front of us here tonight. Again, your starters for Atlantic, it'll be Aaron Olson, Sky Thompson, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, Macy Schmidt on the floor to start. And for Clarinda, Clarissa McElroy, Allison Fast, Jadra Moses, Kayla Rogers, and Abby Brown will be your starting five here this evening for the team white. Clarinda in their home whites with the black and red lettering and trim, mostly black. As they hit the floor now tonight. Actually, it's not red. It's more like a maroon, kind of a cardinal color. Actually, it's not really even cardinal. It's more like maroon. We're ready to go. Tiffany Williams and Abby Brown will jump center for the two teams. Atlantic shoots to the basket to our left as the ball is up in the air. The tap is controlled by Atlantic. Aaron Olson will bring it to the front court as they win the opening tap here tonight. Sky Thompson working against that zone. They try to throw across the zone diagonally down low, and the ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Oh, no, it won't. They're going to turn it over the other way. Macy Schmidt was the intended receiver. The official took him forever to make a call, and when he did, he pointed the other direction. So it'll be Clarinda basketball here as Moses will bring it across the timeline. They work it out top, and they'll swing it around. Allison Fast, right side Moses. She'll jump one up and in for three. Jadra Moses sets outside the arc here on the right side and knocks down the triple, and that's the early lead for Clarinda, 3-0. Olson up the floor quickly. Thompson left side to the basket, missed the shot, got her own rebound on the other end, and then got fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. It'll be out of bounds to Atlantic. Foul whistle down low against the Cardinals. That's going to be on Abby Brown. That'll be her first. Team number one, Atlantic inbounds. It's Olson on the right side with it. She'll bring it back out top on the dribble. Olson out around the curve, leaves it here left side for Thompson to the corner now. Williams here in the corner, back outside Olson. She'll launch a three ball. That's no good. Rebound inside, grabbed by Leonard. The putback, good with the left hand. Catherine Leonard, the board, the bucket. And Atlantic is on the board. 7 minutes to go. A minute gone in the game. It's 3-2 Clarinda. Front court now, Moses, right corner it goes. Quick shot from the left, right corner for three by Rogers is no good. The long rebound out top, grabbed by Olsen. She wants to run up the floor quickly. Boy, no foul call. She got a hit going up for the layup try, but the ball out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Atlantic basketball down to the baseline. Leonard will inbound here for Atlantic, and she'll lob it out top. Thompson fires it right side. Macy Schmidt on the circle for three. That's good. She bombs one home from the far side. And it's a three game in favor of Atlantic. We're early here in this one as Moses brings it to the front court for Clarinda. Fast out top. Will come right side. Leave it for McElroy. Back to Moses. She drives the baseline. She dribbled it on the baseline, and she'll turn it over. She tried to curl around the baseline there on this right side, but the ball got away from her a bit as she dribbled it out of bounds. Pressure backcourt now for Clarinda as Atlantic works to break that pressure. It's knocked away from Thompson, and she'll toss it now to the front court, and the ball's turned over. It's bad. Picked up, though, by McElroy. McElroy working it out top for Clarinda, working against Williams, who's got the point in that 3-2 zone. So work it to the far corner. Moses for three. That's no good. Long rebound taken by Fast off the floor. Back out top, McElroy. She'll hoist up a three. No good back of the rim. Rebound taken by Schmidt for Atlantic. Up the floor quickly now. Williams right side the drive, and we got a foul.
Yeah, nice effort going down the side of the lane there, and Catherine Leonard will inbound underneath here.
Ball belongs to Atlantic. Leonard on the baseline, gets it into Williams. She turns and fires quickly. No good from 8 feet. Rebound tapped to the floor, and Clarinda has it. Moses gets the long pass, drives into the lane, stops, fires across. Left side, McElroy. McElroy back out top to Fast. Now Moses, they work the perimeter. Out of the corner it comes here to Rogers. She'll hoist up a three from there. No good. Rebound. It kind of bricked inside. Now it's tied up. Followed it. Olsen got the rebound. But it's tied up. It'll belong to the Cardinals. Oh, Clarinda catches a break. They'll keep the ball.
Yeah, pretty good job trying to get to the basketball that time, but officials almost immediately calling the jump ball.
And Olsen jumps in front of the quick pass to Moses, knocks it out of bounds on the inbound, so they'll do it again. 5:18 left to go here in quarter number one. It's a 5-3 Atlantic lead. Clarinda basketball is they'll inbound. Out top it goes to the center circle. Moses with it. She'll work it ahead on the dribble. It's pass right side. McElroy sets up for the three. That's no good. Rebound down low is taken away by Thompson. And she'll bring it across. Thompson up the floor, crosses over. The left-hand drive down the lane. The scoop up and good. A rebound, a drive, and a finish on the other end. Pretty much did it all that time for Sky Thompson. And it's 7-3 Atlantic. Here, right side with it now is Fast. She'll try to bounce it into traffic. Bad pass. Knocked away and stolen off the floor by Leonard. Up the floor comes Schmidt. She'll fire it to Williams. Williams in the right corner. The head fake. The drive on the baseline. The short jumper is good. Tiff with a nice move down low. And it's a 9-3 ball game. Atlantic on a 9-0 run here. High post. It's Brown firing up and good. Abby Brown from the free throw line breaks the Atlantic run. As she jumps one in from 15, and it's 9-5 Atlantic. Quickly ahead now, Leonard right side, the dribble drive down low, and we've got a block and a foul called underneath. That's going to be whistled on Kayla Rogers. That'll be her first. Team number two against Clarinda. Atlantic will have the basketball. They'll inbound on the baseline as we've got some changes in the lineup now. Stephanie Sand for Atlantic, also checking in for Clarinda. Got three new faces on the floor. Lauren Bear checks into the ball game. Also in is Bailey Warren as a steal out front. Ball taken away. That's Bear on the drive. She laid it in, but it won't count. They're going to call a foul before the shot on the floor on the dribble drive. And that's going to be whistled, I believe, against Sky Thompson. That'll be the first on her and the first team foul against Atlantic. They get the ball to Moses. She'll drive. Drop it here near side. Short jumper up by Bear off the back iron. No good. Sandbo through the rebound for Atlantic. She'll leave it for Schmidt. Schmidt will hustle it up the floor. Schmidt to the front court. Picks up the dribble. Williams right side. Fires it all the way across here to Thompson. She'll set up for the three ball. That's no good. Rebound was, or the ball is off the mark, and it hit the floor, and it's picked up there by Brown for Clarinda. But Brown will bring it now to the front court, and we've got a foul up the floor. Quick whistle as they got it up the floor quickly to Moses. And I believe that's going to be Thompson once again picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. So she'll check out now quickly. And Emily Hohenberger will come into the lineup for Atlantic. Clorinda to inbound. Rachel Bear will toss it in. Fire it here near side. Grab. Quick gun for three. It's off the mark. No good by Warren. Long rebound, though, picked up by Warren. And now a bad pass out top as Bear's pass was too tall for Moses off her fingers into the Atlantic bench. And the ball will turn over. 3:39 left to go. We're in the opening quarter. 9-5, Atlantic with the lead. And the basketball. Front court quickly now. Williams, left side, out top of the circle. Olsen open for three. It's no good. Williams the board. The putback, no. The rebound tapped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Atlantic. Well, Williams had an easy try underneath. Couldn't get that one to go, though. Atlantic will inbound. It's Olsen out on the right arc. Down low, Sanbothy. She turns. Throws one up, no good in traffic. Rebound tapped out. Williams, the jumper good from the free throw line. Atlantic hung with it. Made the possession pay off. It's 11-5 in favor of Atlantic. 3:05 left in this first quarter. Left side dribble drive, the kick out. Now to the right side it comes. The turn, the curl, the shot up, no good. Rebound hits the floor, picked up underneath by Moses. She tries to fire it out. Now it's ricocheting off a bunch of players, and Williams comes up with it for Atlantic. Heading out of Olsen, left side. She'll drive through traffic, and she got bumped and fouled. She tried to penetrate on the left side. Foul whistled here on this near side, and I believe it's going to be on Bailey Warren. That'll be her first. For Atlantic, Leonard is back into the lineup. Schmidt will check out. 11-5, Atlantic by 6. 2:49 to go first quarter. The inbound, Olsen. She'll grab, turn, and fire a three. It's no good. Williams underneath, steps underneath, and banks one home. Board and a bucket for Tiffany Williams. She's got a half dozen. Atlantic's up 13-5. Now up the floor quickly. They dump it inside. Sanbothy steps out and stole the basketball. She took that pass away after she tipped it. Now up the floor quickly. Leonard, her pass is tipped and stolen by Moses. She wants to run quickly up the left side. The layup good. Jadra Moses the steal and the finish. 13-7, Atlantic leading. 2:15 left in the first quarter. Hohenberger lobs it across. Williams drives left baseline. Nothing there. Her pass is stolen. Moses the steal. She wants to run up the right side. She's cut off there, going to the basket by Olsen. Her shot didn't go, but the rebound underneath grabbed by Clorinda. And we're going to have a foul on Stephanie Sanbothy as she came over the top of Lauren Bear. That'll be the first on Sanbothy, the third team foul against Atlantic. The basketball will belong. Well, we got free throws coming, actually, and no good by Lauren Bear. That's our first free throw attempt of the night. Bear, just a freshman. One more free throw try coming. Allison Fast is back into the ball game for Clorinda. Second free throw by Bear is good. She'll check out of the ball game now as Kayla Rogers is back in. McElroy's also back into the contest for Clorinda. Ball belongs to Atlantic. It's a 13-8 lead, 5-point edge for Atlantic. Just under 2 minutes to go for Sanbothy. Drives the right side. Good nimble move, but she couldn't hit the shot underneath. And she ties up the rebound along with Clorinda. It'll stay with Atlantic. She hit the ground pretty hard and awkwardly after that tie-up, but she'll get up. And we'll get back to action. It'll be Atlantic basketball in the front court. Atlantic will have it down underneath the basket. Leonard to inbound. She'll lob it out top, taken by Olsen. Olsen off the dribble, stops. Now left side, Hohenberger in through traffic. It's knocked out of bounds. That's going to turn over to Clorinda. It was intended for Williams. She was the last to tip it. Cole Johnson has checked into the ball game. Was battling for that basketball as well. Clorinda ball down by 5. Here with a minute 40 to go first quarter. As they work the ball out top, Johnson's pass goes to the back court, but it was tipped by Williams, so it's a safe ball. They'll play it, get it ahead here to the near corner. Now Rogers with it. The bounce feed underneath. Back to Rogers. The pass out top. Boy, a little willy-nilly with the passing there is Williams. Those long arms out top trying to steal that ball. Now a long three try off balance by McElroy. No good. They got the rebound, though. Clorinda keeps. Bear tries to curl with a little dribble, and she got bumped and fouled outside. That's going to be on, I believe, Tiffany Williams. That'll be the first on Williams. For Atlantic, Macy Schmidt has checked back in as Olsen checks out. Clarinda basketball, a minute 10 to go first quarter. Atlantic leading 13-8. On the curl left side, they dump it for Rogers. Rogers picks up the dribble. Across it comes to Fast. Bounce feed into the lane, taken by Johnson. Back outside, Fast will fire the three. It's no good. The high rebound taken by Schmidt for Atlantic. Under a minute to play here in quarter number one. Schmidt up the right side, stops out on the circle and leaves it for Leonard. Leonard, the lob down low to Sanbothy, posting right side. Back outside it goes to Leonard, just inside the circle. Her jumper, no good. Rebound is awkward as it comes off the side of the rim and rolls out of bounds on the far side. Schmidt was crashing the boards, and it went right past her. 37 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Atlantic with a lead. Rinda with the ball. Fast. Oh, bad pass. It's out of bounds. She tried to bounce one over the far side. I believe it was intended for Rachel Bear, but she started toward the basket as the ball dribbled behind her out of bounds. Hohenberger out. Olsen back in now for Atlantic for the final 27 seconds of this first quarter. Aaron Olsen to the front court. Quickly ahead here to Williams in the corner. Back to Olsen, left wing. Olsen off the dribble across to Schmidt. Schmidt right side, well off the circle, has her pass taken away. Taken right out of her hands by McElroy. She wants to run up the floor. Right side flip is no good inside. It was hit by Olsen. Ball came right back to McElroy. She missed again underneath, and now Olsen the rebound. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Olsen from center court stops, fires one up from a ways out, and it's wide left, and that's the quarter. 13-8 Atlantic leads after one quarter here tonight in Clarinda. We'll have the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Plowman Earthmoving specializes in ag, soil, conservation work, terracing, waterways, ponds, tree removal, demolition, site grading, pipe work, basement digging, all bulldozing, and excavating work. Call Plowman Earthmoving at 641-740-0438. That's Plowman Earthmoving. Safeguard Business Systems, offering computer checks and forms for all of your accounting software, including Peachtree and QuickBooks. To save money on your next order of computer checks, call Safeguard at 800-442-0016 or stop by 414 Walnut in Atlantic. Safeguard Business Systems.
And welcome back here to Clarinda High School. It's Atlantic leading Clarinda here in this girls' varsity contest tonight. Hawkeye 10 matchup, 13-8. Atlantic has the lead after one. Do have an update from that boys' game of Atlantic as well, as Atlantic leads that one 17-7 after one quarter of play here tonight. Clarinda starting with the basketball here as we begin the second quarter, and they're going to dribble it around the right side down low. They try to back within a tight space, and Sanbo, they got in there and tied it up and took it away. And on the arrow, it'll belong to Atlantic as they called the jump ball possession. Macy Schmidt will inbound here for the Trojans, and they'll bring it across the timeline. They're going to try to trap her as she gets to the far right side. Off to Olsen, is knocked away from her from behind. Ball loose, picked up by Williams. She'll step in for a shot, no good. Rebound comes out long and taken away here by Clarinda. Bear has it now. They'll dump it down right side, and a bouncing shot no good there by Moses. Rebound on the far side, picked up, shot there by Abby Brown, but they're going to call a foul, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Sanbothy, I believe, will be the one to get hit with the foul there that time underneath here for Atlantic. And actually, no, they're going to call it on Catherine Leonard, so that'll be her first. And that's now team foul number five here against Atlantic, and the first one no good here by Brown. Abby Brown, the 6'1 senior, with one more free throw here for the Cardinals. And it's on the way and good. She knocks down one out of two. First points of the second quarter for either team. 15-9. Inbound pass now, and Olsen will get stuck there and dump it across here to Leonard. She gets it across the timeline. Crossing over in traffic, tipped and stolen. Stolen right out of her hands by Bailey Warren. Back the other way, the Cardinals run. They'll throw it right side. Moses couldn't track it down before it goes out of bounds in the corner. And Atlantic will have the basketball. Substitution here for Atlantic. Emily Hohenberger back into the game here, the 5'7 sophomore. Catherine Leonard's going to get a breather. Leonard's still playing with that big brace on the left knee. Rest here for a while. Olsen now tries to throw it up ahead. It's knocked away right back to her. She grabs it and guns it back to Williams. Almost stolen, though. Schmidt able to pick it up. Hohenberger tries to force it down, though. It's stolen from her. And now the Cardinals have it, and we have a tie-up and a jump ball as Sam Bothy got back in there to tie it up. So a wild series there. Ball flying all over the place, and eventually Clorinda on the possession arrow. Moses now will bring it up the floor here for the Cardinals. She'll dump it right side. Bear down in the corner now. They'll dump it down to a streaking player. Rogers down the right side. Missed a shot that she forced up. Rebound picked up off the floor by the Trojans. And now Aaron Olsen, the behind-the-back dribble to get up the floor. All the way into the hoop. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, and it'll belong to Clorinda. 13-9, Atlantic leading here with 6:26 left to go until halftime. This girls' varsity Hawkeye 10 contest here tonight. Cardinals will inbound and bring it up the floor here. Moses has it out front. She'll bounce it across. Almost stolen there by Olsen, but kept by Bear. Lauren Bear in trouble now. Ripped out of her hands by Macy Schmidt. The ball goes flying out of bounds, and it will stay with Clorinda underneath. Lauren Bear, the 5'10 freshman, will inbound. Waiting. Now she'll lob it. It's tipped away and stolen. Schmidt backed up and knocked it in the air and stole it away. Now it's Olsen up the floor. We have a little hand check called here on her up the for by Bear. Lauren Bear will pick up her first foul. That's now team foul number 5. Face right down the middle of the lane, and she gets one to bank off the glass and in. Stephanie Sanbothy contributing with her first field goal of the game, and it's 15-9. Now almost stolen by Atlantic on the other end. It was on the floor. Williams tried to push it back out. That ball gets tied up. No, they say it was possessed by Clorinda, and they call the timeout. Abby Brown gets the timeout after the possession on the floor, and the Cardinals will call the timeout and keep it. It would be just a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 15-9, the lead here for Atlantic here in this second quarter. And it's been pretty helter-skelter here for both teams, trying to work the ball up and floor down the floor very quickly. A lot of turnovers here so far in this one. And then another loose ball there that last possession that Brown was able to save and keep here with the 30-second timeout call. Both teams coming back out onto the floor now here after the quick break. And we'll have the inbound here coming for the Cardinals from the far sideline right in front of the Atlantic bench. The inbounded by Rachel Bear. She'll get it in here to the left corner. Outside, it's McElroy. Clarissa McElroy out front, guarded by Aaron Olsen. McElroy dribbled it off her foot, picks up the ball, now bounces it off into the hands of Moses. Moses crossing over. Hohenberger got a hand on it. Now they pass it off to Brown. She'll pump fake, drive left side, left-hand layup too strong. Rebound Schmidt. She did a nice job boxing out down low against Rachel Bear. Up the floor now, the Trojans pass it right side. They get it back up top. Here's Schmidt. She'll throw it left wing. Hohenberger now to save. Streaking down the middle of the lane again. This time she missed the shot, though. Too strong. And the rebound pulled away by the Cardinals. Ball tapped away now by Sanbothy as she came from behind and tried to steal it from Bear. It's knocked out of bounds. We have a little bit of court rash going on there, I'm sure, after that one as well. You could hear the skin streaking across the floor. And she'll be rewarded with a little bit of a breather as she's going to check out Catherine Leonard coming back into the game. We're into basketball. Sanbothy knocked it out. It's Rachel Bear inbounding here now to Brown. Abby Brown steps in. Now we'll dump it back up top to Moses. Right side they go into the hands of Rachel Bear. Back up top, McElroy. Left side, Moses. Three ball on the way. It's good. She spotted up for that one, called for it. They got it to her, and she buries the three. And it's 15-12 now. Cardinals back within three. Atlantic still leading here on the road. Cross-court pass over to Macy Schmidt on the offensive end for Atlantic. Now to Olsen, back across Williams. Leonard in traffic will the corner, and Hohenberger wasn't quite ready for it. And it gets knocked out of bounds off of her hands, and the Cardinals will get it back. So a one-possession game right now here. Clorinda trailing by three to Atlantic with 4:33 left to go here until halftime. Cardinals will dump it into the corner here for Brown. Abby Brown waiting. Now we'll dump it back up top to Moses. Moses back to Brown. Brown will put it on the deck with one dribble. Now back outside. Could be a shot for two there from Rachel Bear. It was way short, though. And the rebound pulled down by Atlantic. Here comes Catherine Leonard. She'll now to Olsen in transition. Down on the block. Nice passing. They got it in the corner to Smith, and she found Tiffany Williams wide open on the block. The easy turnaround and bucket. And Williams has eight now as Atlantic leads 17-12. Three ball on the way on the other end by McElroy as she missed it strong. High rebound is going to be a foul whistled on the rebound try against Atlantic. And that one's going to go against Tiffany Williams as she'll pick up her second foul. Substitution here for the Cardinals is back into the game as Allison Fast as Baylor will check out. Inbound pass comes now here to Fast. She'll dump it back into the corner. McElroy going to try another three. Missed that one short. Rebound pulled down by Williams. 3:48 to go till halftime. Atlantic leading 17-12. Aaron Olsen will throw it to Schmidt. Now left side Williams. Williams back up top to Olsen. Olsen skips it across to Schmidt. She'll try the three on the right side. It's too strong. Rebound pulled down by Williams. She'll feed it back to Catherine Leonard in traffic, and we have a blocking foul as they try to step in front of her against Rachel Bear. And that will be her first.
That last foul against Atlantic, I believe they actually called it against Macy Schmidt. I thought they signaled 40, but they did signal 50. So Williams just with the one foul.
Now we have a quick timeout here on the floor. Just another 30-second timeout taken here by, I believe, Atlantic takes this one.
Yeah, we're on the opposite side of the gymnasium from the scorer's table, and, of course, the officials are going to signal to the scorer's table, not to us. So it's a little bit more difficult for us sometimes to pick up where those fouls kind of are subject to waiting for the scoreboard to tell us.
So Atlantic leading here by five. 17 to 12. They led 13 to 8 at the end of the first quarter. Now trying to hang on here. 3:31 left to go in this first half. Inbound after the timeout here. Catherine Leonard from underneath will dump it in. Aaron Olsen gets a quick three try. That's too strong. Rebound pulled down by McElroy. McElroy up the floor now here for Clarinda. She'll cross the ball back behind her. Now give it back to Fed. We'll go over to the left side of the floor. Spins, passes. Moses steps in for a shot from 16. No good. Rebound ball by the Cardinals, and they'll dump it back outside. McElroy to Fast. It goes into the backcourt, but it was tipped away, so Clarinda able to bring it back up the floor. Left side, Moses. She'll quickly fire a three. That's way short, and a good box out by Schmidt. She knew exactly where that ball was coming. Now they push it up the floor. Williams got open underneath. Olsen found her. She's fouled as she tries to go up for the shot, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. Good vision in the open court that time by Aaron Olsen to create that one underneath. Going to whistle that foul there against Allison Fast. That'll be her second. And the first free throw here by Tiffany Williams is good. First trip to the line here tonight for Atlantic. Catherine Leonard's going to check back out now here for the Trojans. Sambovy back in there. Williams' second free throw on the way. That one's off the mark. A little bit too strong off the back iron. Rebound pulled down by the Cardinals, and they'll run it up the floor here with Rachel Bear. Right side now, McElroy. She'll dribble back to the top of the key. Fell down. Olsen, she's kind of hobbling as she fell to the floor. The three was missed, though, by McElroy wide open. Now the rebound here for Atlantic, and Olsen has the basketball. Now give it back now to Sambothy, trying to find her way through the lane, and she's fouled immediately on the floor. Aaron Olsen still looks a little gimpy out there for a moment. Might have twisted the ankle a little bit. She's going to go talk to the bench here. I think they might give her a breather here in a little bit. Sambothy will step to the free throw line here. 2:32 left to go here in this first half, and the first free throw is good. It was the bonus there, so the one in bonus, and the first one made by Sambovich. She'll earn the second. Substitution now here for Clarinda as they're going to bring Abby Brown back into the game. Free throw coming up now here for Sambovich, and the second one is a little bit strong, no good. Rebound by Brown. Sanbothy one out of two at the line that time. 19-12 up the floor quickly. A drive by Moses all the way down the left side to rise up for a banker. It was too strong. Rebound is tied up between Brown and Schmidt, and the arrow belongs to Atlantic. Trojans will get the basketball back here, and a little bit of three-quarter court pressure now put on here in the inbound by Clarinda. Looks like they're going to try to trap here again as they get across the timeline. Hohenberger able to throw it up in the air. Was knocked away, though, for a moment. Now it's loose on the floor. Ball still loose. Brown picks it up. She throws it ahead to McElroy. McElroy running down the right side, and we got a traveling violation whistle. She ran right into Schmidt. Should have been an offensive foul, but they...
It was by the official. He was in the way, and she ran right into him heading up the floor. You can't whistle a foul on them, though.
Yeah, that's what made her lose her balance to begin with. Now up the floor, Atlantic will get it to Sanbothy, and she ducks her shoulder, and they're going to call an offensive foul. She tried to force her way down the baseline. Pretty easy call that time there for the official as she just really lowered that shoulder. That'll be the second on Sanbothy, and we'll go back the other direction now. Clarinda with the ball, 1:59 to go until halftime. It's 19-12, Trojans. Across the floor, it'll be Moses running the point this time. She'll throw it right side over to McElroy. Now they go into the far right corner to Lauren Bear. Lauren Bear back up top here, guarded by Williams. And now McElroy throw it a far side, and the pass is too tall for Moses in the corner. And they'll turn it back over here to Atlantic.
That's the second time. They must think Moses is about 6 feet tall. Unfortunately, she's not.
Substitution here for Atlantic. McKenna Denvesti comes into the game to get some minutes here at the end of the half for Atlantic. Here's Aaron Olson off from Schmidt. She'll step into the corner. They leave her alone, so she'll take the three. Missed it. Rebound, Tiffany Williams. Put back, no good. Ball now loose on the floor. Denvesti gets tied up for it. And it'll be a jump ball. This time it's going to be Clarinda basketball on the arrow. A lot of loose ball fighting here in this first half.
Yeah, and a lot of misses close on. We'll talk about that at halftime. But a lot of missed opportunities inside by Atlantic offensively here in this half.
Right side pass for Rogers here for Clarinda. She'll bounce it off to Brown at the free throw line. She'll fire it up, and she banks it home. The banker from 15, and it's 19-14. Atlantic on top here. They'll work it up ahead to Tiffany Williams. Williams back to Olson. Olson extending that pressure out on her here near the mid-stripe. Now they'll work it back right side over to Denvesti. She'll skip it across to Schmidt. Bounce back up top Olson. She'll drive right side. Kicks it off to Denvesti, and it was knocked off of her out of bounds. It might have been tapped before that, so the ball changed direction. And it ends up being a turnover here for Atlantic. Inbound from Moses underneath the hoop. And she'll dump it in here to McElroy. McElroy will bring it up the floor. She'll kick it over left side to Moses. Moses will skip it across, and they left Rogers alone, and she got right to the block on the baseline. Gets fouled as she goes up for a shot, and she'll go to the line to shoot too. They forgot about her on the backside of the defense, and Catherine Leonard will pick up her second foul. Rogers will shoot two here. First free throw on the way, and that one is good, right through. Another substitution here for Clarinda as they bring in Nicole Johnson as Abby Brown will check out. Aaron Olson also checked out here that last trip offensively for Atlantic, so she's getting a breather here at the end of the half as well. 35 seconds to go here till the break, and Rogers knocks down the second free throw. So it's a three-point game, 19-16. Atlantic up in the middle of the floor. Williams lost it off of her foot, out of bounds, and it will be out of bounds. Clarinda gets it back now here. So they've clawed back here within three and a chance to cut it to even fewer here before halftime. They'll lob it to Brown. Now down low, Rogers snuck underneath the hoop again. She couldn't hang on to the pass, though, and it goes out of bounds. Atlantic will get it back. They escape another tough one there because she was open wide underneath the basket. Atlantic now with 18 seconds to go till half. Schmidt picks up her dribble, gets it off now to Leonard. Catherine Leonard drives right side across the timeline, stops, kicks it across over to Williams. 9 seconds to go. They get in the middle to Leonard. She's in traffic, has it stripped out of her hands, ball loose on the floor, knocked out of bounds, and last touched by the Cardinals. Just 2.7 seconds showing on the clock here before halftime. And Olsen's going to come back in. Perfect opportunity for her to maybe try to get open for a quick three look. Also, Sky Thompson comes back in. Another good outside shooter here for Atlantic. As they'll set up the inbound play. 19-16 Atlantic leading, 2.7 seconds till halftime. Inbound to Thompson. She takes one dribble, now fires it back off to Schmidt. She'll launch the long one. It's too strong off the glass and no good. And that'll do it here for our first half of play. It's Atlantic leading here on the road, 19-16 here after one half of play. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camblin Mechanical at 307 Chestnut Street in Atlantic is your full-service geothermal provider, dedicated to helping you save money on all your heating and cooling needs. Call 243-1535. Something for You in Atlantic has pillow pets, fabric, fleece, baby lock sewing machines, unique kitchen gadgets, Watkins products, and more. Stop in and check them out at 421 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Stein Seed Company is the only independently owned seed company in the United States. Stein has high-yielding soybeans and corn products. Contact your local Stein District Sales Manager, Darren Petty, at 249-5884.
Along with Jim Field, and we're at intermission here in this girls' varsity Hawkeye 10 contest. Atlantic leading on the road by three over Clarinda, 19-16 here after the first half of play. And we also did have an update from that boys' game as well going on in Atlantic, as the Atlantic boys are running away with things. 43-13, the halftime score there, Atlantic leading over Clarinda in that contest here tonight. But here, this girls' game, it's been an awful lot of, well, pretty much ugly here for both these two teams. It's just been a lot of loose balls out on the floor, trying onto the basketball. And then, like you mentioned before the end of the half, when both teams have had some good looks down low and just haven't been able to convert.
Well, Atlantic especially. I can't tell you how many times they've gotten the ball down to the low post between Williams and Sanbothy and some of the other players down inside. Just not able to convert on some of those shots. It's not always like they're wide open. There's a few players in white playing defense down there, too. But, boy, it's really frustrating for a coach when you work so hard to run your offense and get what you want, a good shot down low in the block, 4, 5, 6 feet away, and you just can't finish inside. It's been a struggle at times, and then they've had other opportunities where they've tried to get the ball across the lane and had it tipped out of bounds or threw it away and turned the ball over. Honestly, Atlantic with 19 points here at halftime, they probably ought to have at least another 10 to 15 points on the board if they just convert some of the opportunities they had down low. I'm sure that's one of the things they're probably talking about, is not just running the offense and getting what you want, but finishing when you get what you want, too.
Yeah, there have been a few moments where they've had some good passing on the offensive end that's led to some very easy baskets, but other times where they have found the open seam and just haven't been able to put the ball through the hoop. So that's why it's been a tough go over here in this first half of play. Both teams have had their spurts from time to time, but obviously not a ton of scoring here in this one so far. 19-16 Atlantic leading here at the halftime break. They were led by 9 points there in that first half from Tiffany Williams. She had six of those there in the first quarter. Also, 3 points apiece for both Macy Schmidt and Steph Sanbothy. 2 points apiece for Sky Thompson and Catherine Leonard. For the Cardinals, they were led by 8 points from Jadra Moses there in the first half. Bobby Brown, 2 for Kayla Rogers, and 1 from Lauren Bear, as they were 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Atlantic, 2 of 4 from the charity stripe there in the first half of play. So it's Atlantic leading just by 3 here at halftime over Clarinda, 19-16 here at intermission. We'll take a break and come back and take a look at some of the other scores we have for you from high school hoops here tonight. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Colors in Greenfield has everything you need to bring color to your life. Floral, paint, window coverings, plus framing, floor coverings, even tuxedo rentals. Call Gina at Colors in Greenfield on the square at 641-743-2051. State Farm Insurance, Kirk Hewen in Manning.
For great rates and customer service, Kirk Hewen will help you save money and protect what matters most. For all of your insurance needs, visit with Kirk Hewen in Manning. The Shop in Atlantic. Contact Mike Hansen at 249-1587 for all of your automotive needs. He will give you an honest day of work for an honest day of pay. The Shop in Atlantic, 249-1587.
Welcome back here to Clarinda High School. As you can tell, the Clarinda Pep Man is still here.
What?
Pretty hard to hear. They're right next to us here. But nice. Our first half of play, it's Atlantic leading here in this girls' Hawkeye 10 games. 16 here at halftime. We also gave you that boys' score, 43-13, Atlantic leading at the halftime break.
You have some other scores from other action tonight? Yeah, some other girls' finals from around the region. Tonight, Adair Casey defeated Glidden Ralston 51-44. Bedford a winner over I-35, 51-48. Also tonight, a girls' hoops, Central Decatur defeating Nottoway Valley 60-48. Abraham Lincoln over Thomas Jefferson in the Council Bluffs showdown, 40-17 the final. Griswold beat Underwood 44-43. It was Harlan over Red Oak 60-33 tonight. Logan Magnolia topping Tri-Center 48-42 in girls' hoops. Also in girls' basketball, Peyton Sherdan, a 43-29 winner over Cam tonight in girls' high school hoops. Sergeant Bluff Luton defeated Lewis Central 47-43 this evening as well. So that's an update on some other girls' high school basketball finals from around the region tonight.
Take a look at a couple of other boys' halftime scores for you here as well. St. Albert's, they knocked down 7 3-pointers in the first half to take a 35-24 halftime lead tonight in boys' basketball. Also in boys' hoops, Carroll leads Bondurant Farrar 32-29 at the halftime break. Also early on in the first quarter, it was Central Decatur leading Nottoway Valley by a score of 8-5. That was early on there in that contest here tonight. And also had a couple of other updates just coming across here for you as well. As earlier here this evening, it was the Glenwood girls falling to Shenandoah. That one 64-46 there on their home floor here tonight as well. So let's look at some of those scores we have going on for you from high school basketball around the state here tonight. Of course, a lot of action here on a Friday evening. We'll have more high school basketball coming up for you here tomorrow here on KJN, as we've got action in the afternoon for you on a Saturday, as we'll be over at the Cam High School once again for you coming up here tomorrow afternoon as Charter Oak Ute comes calling for a doubleheader. The girls set to go at 3 o'clock, boys at 4:30, and that game actually, those games actually going to be played in Messina, so we'll have that for you coming up tomorrow with that doubleheader there between Charter Oak Ute and Cam here on KJ. And then we'll have a couple of games for you early on next week as well. Monday night, it'll be the same Atlantic girls back home take on Trainer in a home contest at 7:30. And then on Tuesday night, it's Tri-Center at Audubon for a girl-boy varsity doubleheader there as well. So that's what's on tap for you coming up with high school hoops here on KJAN. Once again, here at the halftime break of this one tonight in Hawkeye 10 girls play, it's Atlantic leading 19-16 here over Clarinda. We'll take another break here and come back and get you set for the second half. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon. Open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday with noon specials Monday through Friday. Enjoy home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeouts. Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon, 712-563-3428. Miller Farm Supply in Elliott, your authorized dealer for Dixon riding mowers and Echo outdoor power equipment. Plus, they sell all types of tires and are a Kruger seed dealer. See Mark at Miller Farm Supply on Main Street in Elliott. OSI Oakland, a food processing company which does business domestically and internationally. OSI is a leader in the industry and an equal opportunity employer and a drug-free workplace. Visit Iowa Workforce website for future openings.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. 19-16, Atlantic with a three-point halftime lead over the Cardinals in a battle of teams who sport 2-6 Hawkeye 10 conference records. Winner of this one will bump ahead of the other in the conference standings. This is a conference game here tonight. Good start by Atlantic. They were down 3-0 early, then ran off 9 straight. They haven't trailed since. They built that lead.
Yeah,
up to six. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, added up a couple of times and let it get back to 3 a couple of times, and that's where we sit once again here at halftime. So just haven't been able to get out to much more than a six-point advantage.
Yeah, 6-7 points is just about it, and then they've kind of stymied. They've had some opportunities, but as we said, some missed opportunities inside with the basketball down in the post. So Atlantic will have the ball to start this second half. Olsen, Schmidt, Leonard, also Williams, along with Sky Thompson on the floor to start this second half for Atlantic as they work against that zone defense. Olsen out top, fires it across diagonally into the corner. Williams now on the bounce to Leonard. Out top it goes to Olsen. She'll drive back to Williams. Into the lane, traffic, and the ball knocked away. It was intended for Leonard. It was tipped and stolen by Brown. Clarinda up the floor and a steal on the other side as Thompson stepped in front of the pass and stole it. She'll run the floor now left side, and the basket will count and a foul call. As she did a little step-across move up the left side, got that layup to fall, and got fouled. We'll get a chance to shoot a free throw on a three-point chance. Clarissa McElroy picks up her first foul on that call. That's the second field goal for Thompson. She spent most of the first half on the bench with two quick fouls. She misses the first free throw, the free throw attempt. And back the other way comes Clarinda. Bounce feed down low, and the layup try good. Allison Fast underneath gets the bucket. And it's 21-18 now. Atlantic with a three-point lead. Atlantic ball front court. Out top it's Olsen. Left side Thompson. Head fake, drive baseline, nowhere. Now to Olsen. Olsen fires it across here near side. Williams now. McElroy, Fast, Moses, Rogers, and Brown, the starting five on the floor for Clarinda. Jadra Moses with a basketball out top, and she'll leave it for Fast. Fast gets double-teamed, dumps it to the corner. Lob down low, it's Brown. She turns the clear out and banks it home. Abby Brown spun, knocked Schmidt to the floor, give her the bucket. It's a one-point game now, 21-20. Thompson to the front court for Atlantic, up top of the circle, now to Olsen. Olsen right side, Schmidt. Schmidt looking, back up top, Olsen open, she'll try the three, it's no good, long rebound taken by Moses. Clarinda a chance to take their first lead, or their first lead since a 3-0 early lead here in the ball game with this trip. McElroy right side, she'll look down to the corner, leave it now for Rogers to Brown, it's knocked away and stolen. Williams, the long arms, tapped it away, Leonard up with it, now to the front court. Thompson left side. Leonard underneath goes to the rack and lays it in. Didn't even put the ball on the floor. They got it to her in stride. She took it down left side. It's 23-20. Atlantic by 3. Clarinda ball out front. Moses with it. She'll work it across to the right side. Stop. Jump one up. No good. Rebound. Leonard underneath for Atlantic. Catherine Leonard will turn and hustle it up the floor. Her pass is tipped, but Thompson up with it on the far side. Now back to Leonard, and up top it comes here to Olsen. 5.5 to go, third quarter. It's a three-point Atlantic lead, 23-20. Williams left side, dumps it back out on the wing for Thompson. Out top of the circle, down to Olsen. Right side, Schmidt. Schmidt fires all the way across to Thompson. She'll launch the three. That's no good. In and out. Rebound taken by Williams. Out to Olsen. She'll try the three. No good. Rebound underneath Schmidt, and she's fouled. Macy Schmidt got the rebound. Three tries that time for Atlantic. And a foul on the third attempt going to be whistled against Clarinda. And that's going to go on Allison Fast, and that's going to be her third. Now we got a trio off the bench here for Clarinda. And Bear will check into the ballgame. Rachel Bear is in. And also Bailey Warren checks into the ballgame. Atlantic basketball up by 3. The pass in is out high. It's taken there up by Olsen. She had to go chase it. Olsen now leaves it for Schmidt. Back to Olsen, open in the corner. She'll try the three from there, and that's good. Erin Olsen, her first field goal of the ball game, believe it or not. It's 26-20. I told you Olsen was getting shut out here midway through the third quarter. You probably figure Atlantic was down. basket the other end as they quickly got the ball down the baseline. And Bailey Warren banks one in down low for her first point. 26-22 Atlantic. Now Thompson driving. Quick shot on the run. Left side, no good. Rebound taken by Clorinda. Out with it, and on the run is Lauren Bear up the floor, and she had it tipped away and stolen. She tips it back. It's out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. Stephanie Sanbothy now checking into the ballgame for Atlantic as Leonard will sit down. 4:32 to go, third quarter. It's a 26-22 lead for Atlantic, and they have the basketball. Thompson has the ball backside. She'll fire it across here for Olsen, and Olsen gets it across the timeline. Left side it goes, Thompson. She'll grab and try the three. No good. Rebound inside. Fought for and controlled by Clorinda. Rachel Bear up with it. She'll turn and run the floor. Bear to the front court. Here left side, Moses. Moses off the dribble. On the curl, right side. Dumps it to the corner. They'll leave it back outside. Moses. So they stretch that Atlantic zone defense. Now again to the corner, it's Warren into the lane. Brown, the step across, nowhere to go. She got caught in traffic but got the ball out to Bear. Now to the baseline, quick jumper up, no good by Lauren Bear. And the ball knocked last touch by Clorinda. 26-22, Atlantic with the lead. 3:51 remaining in this third quarter. Olsen with a basketball now, quickly ahead to the front court. They'll lob it down low. It's Sanbothy posting outside to Olsen. She'll try the three, and it's good again. When she heats up, she can knock them down in spurts, and she hits this quarter. It's 29-22, Atlantic by seven. Clorinda out top. Ball knocked away momentarily from Moses by Williams. She regathers. Now leaves it across for Brown. And across right side, they work it down to the baseline. The quick turn, the jumper up, skims the rim, no good by Warren. Rebound tapped out to Clorinda, and the Cardinals throw it away. Moses driving into the lane, tried to throw a bounce pass, one handed off to the far side to Warren. It's behind her and out of bounds. And the ball turns back to Atlantic. Atlantic facing some backcourt pressure now by Clorinda as Olsen will fire it ahead to Williams. Williams turns into the lane, ball knocked away. She hits the floor, and it's stolen by Clorinda. 3 minutes to go here in the third. It's 29-22 Atlantic. Clorinda with the basketball. Here left side, Moses off the dribble. Stops, fires, no good from 15. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Atlantic. I think the Trojans got a break that time. It looked like Sky Thompson tipped it out, but they're going to say it's the other 24, Bailey Warren. Atlantic on the inbound, threw it away. It's stolen. Into the lane, quick shot, block, ball tapped out of bounds, and it'll be Atlantic ball again. Lauren Bear stole it, fired it to Warren in the lane, and she couldn't hit it. So Atlantic again will inbound. Thompson with it. She'll dribble through pressure this time and get it to the front court. Dump it down into the corner for Sanbothy, and it's almost thrown away. Sanbothy saves it back to Thompson. Now out top. Olsen down low here to Schmidt. A little out of control. Now they get it to Williams at the free throw line. Oh, she got hit on the arm on the shot attempt. It came up off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound taken by Clorinda. Boy, she got slapped hard on the arm on that shot attempt. Didn't get the call. Now Clorinda front court. Moses here in the left corner. She'll take it baseline. Looking for the seed apart, and it doesn't. Back out top. Now Brown right. Left side jumper on the free throw lane. No good. Sanbothy got the rebound. Stumbles to the floor. And now the ball tied up. Basketball will stay with Clorinda. They'll keep possession. 2:13 remaining in this third quarter. It's a 29-22 game in favor of Atlantic. Leonard back into the ballgame now for Atlantic as they inbound to Moses. That quick try for three, no good. The rebound to Williams for Atlantic. Ahead Olsen, long pass. Leonard, she'll turn, go right side to the rack, and she's fouled. She'll get two free throws. Foul underneath, going to be whistled on Abby Brown. That'll be her second. Catherine Leonard will get free throws here for Atlantic with 2:03 remaining in quarter number three. It's a 29-22 ball game. Atlantic leading. Trying to stretch that lead here with Catherine Leonard. Leonard at the line for two. The first one is no good. Off the front of the rim. That'll pull that one short on a string. Warren will check out of the ball game. Kayla Rogers is back in for Clorinda. One more try coming for Catherine Leonard. Leonard with 4 points here in the ball game. And it's in and out and rolls all the way around a couple of times and falls through. So she's got five, 30-22, Atlantic by eight with 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Right side dribble, out top it goes. It's McElroy leaving it now for Lauren Bear. She'll bring it across for Rachel Bear. They screen out top. They work the screens out top side on the circle, and now we've got a foul whistled from the far side as they try to curl the ball down low. They're going to whistle that against Tiffany Williams. That'll be her second. Clarinda Ball, right side the inbound. Lauren Bear will jump one up from 15. No good. Leonard fights for and grabs the rebound, and we've got a quick whistle and a foul. It's going to be against the Cardinals. That'll be on Lauren Bear over the back. That'll be her second. It'll be Clarinda or Atlantic basketball now with a minute 42 to go in this third quarter. Points have been a little tougher to come by here in this quarter. Everybody fighting for every basketball. Olsen to the front court. Left side Thompson. Oh, it skidded right through her legs and out of bounds as the ball was tipped. And it hit off of Thompson heading out of bounds between her legs. So the ball turns over to the Cardinals. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Williams reaching in will pick up a foul as they tried to screen out top for McElroy. And Williams reached around and slapped at it. That'll be number three on Williams. Williams now will check out. Emily Hohenberger back into the ballgame for Atlantic. Clarinda with the basketball here in the front court. They work it left side. Rachel Bear back out top to McElroy. McElroy drives to the right, stops, double team, gets it to Brown. The high jumper from the free throw line, no good. Save back in bounds by Clarinda, but picked up off the floor by Atlantic. It's Leonard with it. Leonard now to the front court on the dribble. She'll cross over and leave it outside. Olsen, cross left side to Thompson. Fires it right side for Hohenberger. Back out top, it goes to Olsen. Across to Leonard, out to Thompson. Fakes the three, drives the floater up, and, well, it went in, but they're not. They're going to call an offensive foul on Skye Thompson as Abby Brown came over and beat her to the pass. So no basket and a foul on Thompson. That'll be her third. 55 seconds left in this third quarter as Allison Fast is back into the ballgame for Clarinda. Jadra Moses also checks back in. Clarinda basketball with 55 seconds to go in quarter three. Across the timeline. Out top with it is McElroy. She'll dump it left side for Fast. Out top to Brown. Down low underneath. Breaking open is Rogers for the quick shot. It's up and good. Quick touch pass by Brown to Rogers. And it's 30-24. And a foul up the floor. It's going to be whistled on Jadra Moses. That'll be just her first. Hard to believe with as much. One of the few players without a foul here until now. The basketball belongs to Atlantic. 35 seconds left to go, third quarter. Thompson left side. Head fakes the drive. Dumps it to the corner. Hohenberger back to Olsen for three. No good. Long rebound heads to the corner and out of bounds. It'll turn back over to Clarinda. Cardinals will get it back in the backcourt with 26 seconds to play. This last minute seems to be taking quite a while. Up the floor comes McElroy with it for Clarinda. To the left, out to Fast. Oh, threw it behind her. She has to chase. Center court. Just barely kept it in bounds. Now they fire it here to the left corner. McElroy sets up for the three. No good. Long rebound taken by Hohenberger. 8 seconds left in the quarter. Olsen to the front court. Behind the back, she goes left side. Tries to throw up a pass. Had her arm grabbed and no foul call. Ball came loose and Clarinda up with it. And that'll be the end of the quarter. Wow, how do you miss that? Floats through the air and they not just fouled and hit the arm, grabbed the arm while she was making the shot. Well, nevertheless, it's 30-24. Atlantic leading by 6 after 3. Back with the fourth quarter after this. You're listening to High School Basketball, JAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hummel Insurance Services in Oakland is here to help you save money and protect what matters most with insurance policies for farm, home, auto, life, liability, and blanket. Call Hummel Insurance today at 1-800-482-6426. Dune Funeral Home has proudly served Griswold and the surrounding area since 1930. Owners Marty and Christy Reakin will serve you with compassion and professionalism in your time of need. Dune Funeral Home, 712-778-4315 in Griswold. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers quality garbage pickup service. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Cook Sanitation, 243-1705.
Oh,
And welcome back here as we begin the fourth quarter of play, leading 30-24 on the road against the Clarinda Cardinals in this girls Hawkeye 10 matchup. And Aaron Olson starts off the fourth quarter with a splash from three-point land, and that'll push that lead back out here down to 33-24 for Atlantic. A nice start there to the quarter as they worked it in and then got it back out to Olson, who hits the three. Clarinda back on the other end. Now we'll work it around the perimeter with Fast and Moses. Moses guarded by Williams. A little bit of a bump there, but Moses keeps it. Hands it off to McElroy. Right side they go to Moses. Out on the perimeter closely now here. Tight defense out on the edge. Pass in the middle here to Rogers. Try to dump it down inside. It's knocked out of bounds, and they say last touch by Clarinda. And no, the official is going to confer, and the official from the top side is going to change the call and keep it with the Cardinals. Appears that was the correct call. Looked like Sanbothy had the last touch on it. It was intended for Nicole Johnson down on the block. I couldn't get it to her. Now the inbound will come to Johnson. They left her open at the free throw line, and she jumps one right up and in. The 5'10 senior with her first bucket of the game, and it's now 33-26. Olson will right side down to Williams. Here's a break pressure in the middle to Catherine Leonard at the free throw line. Scoop back to Olson. She'll drive through traffic, forces it up. Missed it. And on the rebound try, we got a foul call here. Olson had pretty good positioning for the board, and she's fouled. Let's see who they whistle it on. A couple of different Cardinals in the area there that time. Leonard will inbound underneath. It was Kayla Rogers who picked up the foul, her second. Inbound up top, and it's knocked away. Moses, the tip and the steal. She'll go the other way for the layup on the right hand, and it's good. Kadra Moses, the steal, her first bucket of the second half, and it's now 33-28. Up ahead now, Atlantic. Williams lost the control of it. It was out in front of her. She had it for a moment, lost it. Fast stole it. Right side, McElroy for three, and she buries it in transition. And a timeout going to be taken here by Coach Kelly Jewell. A quick spur of activity now here by the Cardinals have made it a two-point game again. 33-31, 6:29 to go. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Glass Company in Atlantic has replacement windows for install and do-it-yourselfers. No job is too big or too small. For auto glass, custom showers, residential glass, and windshields, call Atlantic Glass Company at 243-7712. Or Powerlift Hydraulic Doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. And the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center.
And welcome back now here after the timeout. Inbound here by Atlantic as they lead just by two now, 33-31. A flurry of activity from the Cardinals got them right back into this game. Aaron Olson has it out top. She'll throw it left side to Sanbothy. Steps in, banks, or shoots one up. It rattles off the rim, comes back down and in as she gets the nice roll. And Sanbothy gets the bucket here, her first half, 35-31. Atlantic back up by four. Here's Fast on the left side. She'll throw it away. She was looking to get it down inside to Nicole Johnson and threw it away. Just a bad pass. And Atlantic will get it. Olson now will dump it across now here to Macy Schmidt. Now it's tipped away. Leonard able to save it. She'll throw it off to Williams. Williams across to Olson. Open for three. Right wing. Off the back iron. No good. Williams skies for the rebound. And she's tied up with Rogers. And they'll call a jump ball to be Clarinda basketball on the arrow. And the Cardinals is going to bring the whole new shift in as they bring in four players back into the ballgame. Abby Brown will come in along with Bailey Warren. Also in there is Rachel Bear. And they'll bring in a Lauren Bear as well. Moses is the lone player holding over from that change there for the Cardinals. 5:32 left to go in the ballgame. It's a four-point lead, 35-31 Atlantic. Out top, Bear will dump it off now here to Warren. Warren dribbling to the right side. Tough defense outside again here by the Trojans. Here's Bear back up top to Moses. Moses gets the screen and goes right side. Bounces it down inside low. into the hands of Rachel Bear. She'll give it off now. Brown put one up, missed it. Rebound comes bouncing back off and hits Leonard and goes out of bounds. Probably got away with going over the top there by Brown that time. And it will stay with Clorinda. Rachel Bear will inbound from underneath, and we have a foul. We'll hear from the basketball. It's going to go against the Cardinals. Abby Brown's going to get whistled for the foul. That'll be her third, and Atlantic gets it back. So now Leonard will dump it across here to Schmidt, over to Olsen, now back to Schmidt. Schmidt will now hang on and hand it off to Olsen out front, and she'll set something up. Skip across to the corner to Williams. Now back to Schmidt. She'll try the three in the right wing. That's no good. Rebound bouncing off of a player's hands out of bounds. Last touch by Brown, so it'll stay with Atlantic underneath the hoop. Leonard will inbound here. 4:51 left to go. Up to top, it goes into the hands of Erin Olsen. She'll drive right side and kick to Schmidt. Driving baseline. Now a nice pass to Leonard going down the right side of the lane. Easy lay-in. Good job there by the Trojans running the offense. 37-31. Back the other way. Now almost a turnover as Rachel Bear had to go right through her hands, or Lauren Bear. Now off to Rachel. They'll skip it across back over to Moses for three, and she hits it. Got to Moses on the left side, and she knocks down the triple, and it's now a three-point game again. And now they throw it away. Moses stepping in and getting a steal there against Olsen, and Olsen whistled for a foul. A little bit too late to get to that one. Kind of a lazy pass across the pressure, and it's going to cost Atlantic here. As that will be the first foul on Erin Olsen. That's team foul number four against Atlantic. Some substitutions again here as McElroy comes back in here for Clorinda. Out top now here, it's Moses working out front. We'll skip it across over to McElroy. McElroy hanging on to it. Now we'll pick up one dribble, look for some help, and bounce it across here to Lauren Bear. Lauren Bear out front, guarded closely by Williams. Picks up her dribble, hands it back to Moses, way outside. Crossing over, Williams trying to cut her off, push through her. Now back over to McElroy. She'll curl around a screen. Stop and hang on to it. Guarded closely by Schmidt. Needs some help. And now a timeout going to come from the Clorinda bench. Full timeout. 3:47 to go. It's a three-point lead for Atlantic at 37-34. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontanelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. Accept Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home Care in Atlantic at 800-279-9775. Or Clorinda, 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
Back here to Clorinda High School, and it's Atlantic leading here on the road in this girls' Hawkeye 10 matchup, 37-34, 3:47. Clorinda having trouble on the inbound. We're going to have a five-second count here before they get it in, as they're going to turn it right back over. So a wasted opportunity coming off a timeout there for Clorinda, and it'll go right back here to the Trojans. And now we have a whistle, and we have some perspiration here on the floor. The official wants to get taken care of here, so they'll stop play for a moment to get that cleaned up. And now inbounded here for Atlantic after the break. They'll get it back into Erin Olsen, and she'll bring it up the floor. Pick now throws it across to Schmidt. Schmidt bounces it low to Leonard. She's able to hang on. She turns and fires. Missed the shot, and the rebound into the hands of Rachel Bear. We're into back the other way here. Atlantic just leading by three. Here's Moses, guarded by Williams. I'm going to call Williams for a little bit of a body bump. Moses tried to speed her way past her. And Williams will get hit with the foul. That's going to be number four on Tiffany Williams. She's going to check out as Sky Thompson will come back in here for Atlantic. 3:26 to go in the game. 3:34. Lead here for Atlantic, and Clinton to basketball right now. They'll inbound, work it up top to Moses. She's open for a long three. It's short, though. Rebound bounces out and goes out of bounds before the Cardinals can save it. And it will be Atlantic basketball as Catherine Leonard will key it in from the corner. A little bit of three-quarter court pressure again here by the Cardinals as they just kind of let the inbound take place, and then they'll try to trap if you get to the corner. Up ahead here to Leonard. They do trap her. She's going to try to dribble out of it, and she does. Now passes it off to Old right side. Down low on the block to Schmidt. She turns in traffic, forces it up, partially blocked. Leonard gets it back. It's stripped out of her hands. We're going to have a foul call. And they're going to whistle that one there against Lauren Bear. And they're going to go to the line, it looks like, here to shoot two. So they are going to call it a shooting foul as Leonard was trying to put it back up. 37-34, the lead right now here for Atlantic, and Leonard trying to add on to it. It's off the back iron, no. Going to be pulled down here by Clorinda, so she can't take advantage. Actually, it was on the floor, but it was the one in bonus, so that's how it worked out at the line. McElroy on the other end will try a three from the corner, missed it. Rebound out long, and it's going to go, ooh, last touch by Atlantic, they say. It will stay with Clorinda. So Catherine Leonard couldn't take advantage with the one in bonus at the line. And back the other way for Clorinda. They had it knocked out of bounds after a three-ball miss, and they still have it here. Schmidt's going to check out here for Atlantic. She's played a tough game tonight as Hohenberger back in there right now here. Pass inbound. Rachel Bear has it. She'll dump it out top. McElroy kicking in the corner here to Fast. Back up top, Moses. She dribbles in right side. Kick out here to Bear. Rachel Bear stops. Picks up her dribble. Needs some help. She'll fire it across to Fast. Back up top, McElroy. A pump fake. Now she'll dribble to the top. Hand it off to Moses. Moses throws it and stolen. Aaron Olsen read the pass to the corner and got her hand up there and snatched it out of the air. And now Atlantic will slow it down here on offense. Leading by three with 2:12 to go. Pass to Leonard at the high post. She turns and faces the back out to Thompson. She'll drive all the way in. We're going to have a foul whistle on the floor first before she got to the hoop. And we'll go back to the free throw line here. Back into the game is Rogers here for Clorinda. So Sky Thompson at the line here with a chance for the 1-1. First free throw is good. Nice job there by Sky Thompson to knock it down. Got one more coming, and the Trojans, of course, know they have the luxury now of being in the double bonus from here on out. Second free throw from Thompson. No good this time. Rebound pulled down by Moses. She's going to run it up the floor right side for the Cardinals all the way down to the baseline. Lost control of it and out of bounds. She was just out of control. She was bound and determined. She was headed to the basket and just lost control of the ball. Back into the game here. Rachel Bear will come back in. Rogers back out here for Clorinda. Hohenberger back out now here for Atlantic as Schmidt comes back in. Here, Leonard looking for somebody. Gets it into Macy Schmidt now. And now she'll dribble out of pressure against Fast. Up the right side of the floor. Spins now towards the middle. And we'll hand it off here to Aaron Olsen. Olsen out front, guarded closely by McElroy. Throw it down underneath Schmidt. Bounce pass to Sandbo. The open shot. Too strong. Schmidt the rebound. Put back up and good. And she's fouled. A nice job with the catch and the quick release there by Schmidt. And she has a chance for a big three-point play. Macy Schmidt did a lot on that play. She brought it up the floor. Got it off to Olsen. Quickly cut down underneath. Olsen found her. She got the nice pass off to Sanbothy for the quick shot that was missed. And then she got the rebound and put it back up and in and got fouled. The foul was whistled there against Fast. That was her fourth. At the line now to try to complete the three-point play is Schmidt. It's no good. Rebound there. Pulled down by Abby Brown here for Clorinda. Back the other way. Here come the Cardinals. It's a six-point lead for Atlantic. A running floater awkwardly missed there by McElroy, and then a traveling violation against Abby Brown, and she came back down with the basketball, but shuffled. And now we have a couple of substitutions here again for Clorinda, as both Bear girls are going to come back into the game here. Inbound here for Leonard. She'll dump it in here to Schmidt. It's knocked out of bounds. That was last touch by Clorinda, poked out there by Lauren Bear. 1:24 left to go, and Clarinda putting the full court pressure on right now here to try to get a turnover. Lobbed inbound. Nice job by Olsen streaking down. They found her. She goes all the way to the rack. Knocked it down. They're not going to count the shot. They're going to say the foul was on the floor first. And Olsen at the free throw line here, 4-2. Nice job by her to recognize the defensive pressure and streak up the floor. And then the inbounder to find her. That's the foul whistled against McElroy. That's her second. And the double bonus now here for Aaron Olsen, the junior. Olsen is at the line here, spotting up her first. It's on the way and good. Olsen able to bury the first. Tiffany Williams back into the lineup here. Leonard's going to come out. Also, Schmidt checks out here again as well, as have Hohenberger back in there. Olsen's free throw on the way. That's good. She's able to knock him down here this time. And a quick timeout coming here from the Atlantic bench. It will be a full timeout. 1:21 left, 42-34, Atlantic leading. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Anita. For all of those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best internet service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today.
Welcome back here after the timeout here at Clarinda High School, and it's Atlantic leading here in this one, 42-34, with 1:21 left to go in the game. This is a Hawkeye 10 girls conference game. Inbound here, Moses is going to run the floor for the Cardinals. Kick out to Fast for the three ball, and it's good. Allison Fast with the quick three, and now Clarinda wants to take a timeout here to talk things over. It's a full timeout for them as well with 1:13 to go. Back down to a 42-37 game. We'll take another break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office, 700 East 7th Street, Atlantic. Cook Sanitation of Atlantic offers quality garbage pickup service. If you have a large family or business that requires more than once a week pickup, they'll work with you. Cook Sanitation, 243-1705.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Welcome back here to Clarinda High School. 1:13 to go. Atlantic leading and the basketball here. 42-37 the lead here. They was cut into a moment ago by Fast with a three, and now a foul and a whistle call here quickly as Clarinda pushing into Schmidt as she caught that one. It's going to be whistled here against Warren. Bailey Warren will pick second foul, and we'll walk to the other end of the floor here, and Macy Schmidt will be at the line here for a pair.
Common strategy, extend the game and hope you get a chance.
So Atlantic, all they need to do is knock down these freebies. And Schmidt has got the first one. It danced around, came back down and in. So the first one knocked down by Schmidt. Substitution again here for Clarinda, as they've been doing a lot of offensive-defensive substituting as Abby Brown comes back in. Now here's the free throw coming up from Schmidt, and this one dances around and falls through as well. So she knocks them both down, and she'll check out as Hohenberger comes back in here for Atlantic. Inbound for the Cardinals as they'll bring it ahead with 1:09 to go in the game. Here's Moses. She'll stop and pop one from the top of the key, and she splashes it right through with a three. So right now the strategy for Florinda is, well, we'll trade three for two, and they're back to within four. And now we have a whistle and a timeout called here by Atlantic. Just a 30-second timeout. There was some confusion there by the Atlantic girls. Nobody went to inbound basketball, and they were running out of time to get it inbounded. So
some confusion by the official, too, because he seems to think there's a five-second count on that, and there isn't, not until you pick up the basketball to inbound. You don't start counting a five count after a made basket. You only do that once there's a set out-of-bounds opportunity where the official hands the player the ball. So the officials need to bone up a little bit on the rule book here, too, before they force plays like that.
Hey, you never know where that ball's going to end up rolling off to. You got to give it a chance for players to go track it down and get out-of-bounds to inbound.
Yeah, if the ball rolls away, the official's job is to, if it's taken, to blow it dead, stop the clock, and then you can start a five-second count when you hand them the basketball, but you don't do that after a made basket, not at any level.
Inbound will come now here for Atlantic, and Leonard running the baseline will get it off here to Williams, and she's going to be fouled here quickly. He has. That'll be whistled against Rachel Baer, her second, and we'll walk to the other end here for Tiffany Williams to head to the free throw line for a couple. As Williams has been to the line here. She's made 17 out of 36 here on the season. And the first one is straight through and good. Already up to her average there with knocking down the front end. Hohenberger back in here, and also Brown back in for Clarinda. You keep seeing those offensive, defensive substitutions for both teams. Second free throw by Williams is no good, short. Rebound told down by Brown, and they'll run the other direction. Up the floor, Moses has it. She'll dump it off. McElroy, a long three. That's just off the mark. Rebound goes out long and is out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball. And now we have substitutions here for both teams. Leonard and Schmidt back in here for Atlantic. 44 seconds left to go here in the game. It'll be inbounded here from the corner. It's a little bit tougher there in that spot here as Leonard will lob it in. She'll get it in here to Schmidt, and she's fouled immediately by Warren. Bailey Warren will pick up her third foul, and now we'll walk to the other end of the floor. Macy Schmidt gets a chance again. She was able to knock down a couple here a moment ago. See if she can do it again. 44 seconds left in the game. It's a five-point lead here for the Trojans, with Schmidt with a chance to extend that a little bit. First free throw coming up now here for Schmidt. And her free throw is up on the way and good. That one was straight through. Substitutions again here for both teams. Sambothy back in here for Atlantic. And Hohenberger set to check in for the shooter as well. So Schmidt at the line here for one more free throw. Try to make it a seven-point advantage, and she does. Nice job by Macy Schmidt, knocking down some free throws down the stretch here for Atlantic. And they lead 47-40. 44 seconds to go in the game. Clarinda now to inbound. McElroy will bring it up the floor here, right in the middle of the defense. She'll stop at the top, fire it over to Moses. Moses curling around. She's trying to find some space. Off to Fast now. They just keep setting screens out high to try to get somebody open. Can't do it right now. Now over to Moses. She had a spot for a moment. Missed it. It rolls off the rim. Long out to Fast. And they're going to whistle a foul. She traveled, but they say she was. That's just a 16 foul, though, so no free throws. It'll be inbounded here from the sideline. McElroy into Moses. Back to McElroy. McElroy driving in. Scoop shot. No good. Rebound Sambothy. 17 seconds off to Thompson, and she's fouled by Fast. And we'll walk to the other end here for free throws. Allison Fast going to foul out with that foul as well, as she'll finish with 5 points for the Cardinals. But Atlantic looking to seal this one up here with just 15. Seconds left in a seven-point lead. Sky Thompson with two free throws on the way as well.
About time to cut the cake.
Put the old finishing touches on the icing here as Thompson will miss the first one. Second one coming now here for Thompson. She's trying to wrap this thing up here. The second free throw is good. Danced off the front of the rim and then back down in. Inbound pass. Moses will bring it up here for Clorinda into the corner. Bear will dump it back outside for McElroy. McElroy back into the corner. Long two on the way. No good. Rebound tapped around. Sanbothy has it. And a whistle and a foul here with just 3 seconds to go. And we'll walk to the other end here for two more free throws as Steph Sanbothy will head to the line. And it was a foul whistled against Rachel Bear, her third. Or actually, they're saying her fourth. We'll head to the free throw line here. Sanbothy with the free throw, good. Her second trip to the line here tonight. Two earlier, now knocks down this one. Second free throw by Sanbothy is off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Clorinda. Rogers will lob one up the floor right into the hands of Williams. And that will do it. Atlantic goes on the road and picks up a nice Hawkeye 10 conference victory here tonight over the Clorinda Cardinals as the Trojans win it 49-40. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker at 310 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. See them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and the deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Atlantic Locker, 310 West 2nd Street. Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all of your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center or give them a call at 800-551-3693. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for farm mutual insurance with a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
And welcome back here to Clorinda High School. Chris Parks along with Jim Field as we wrap up this Hawkeye 10 Girls Conference matchup here tonight as Atlantic wins this one here on the road, making plays they needed to down the stretch in the fourth quarter and knocking down some key free throws. Win it 49-40, the final score here tonight as Atlantic picks up a much-needed victory for them. This is a nice win.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, it was a nice, the way they wanted to. Clorinda tried to extend that ball game with, oh gosh, what, about 2 minutes left. They started to foul a little bit. They were able to cut the lead immediately down to three, but Atlantic ended up winning by a healthier margin, ended up winning it by nine as they didn't panic, took care of business. Clorinda missed some shots. The Atlantic Trojans got rebounds, got the ball up the floor, and then just made their free throws. They made the majority of their free throws here late. Really, the difference in the ball game was them being able to finish here tonight.
Yeah, they did a nice job of finishing this one out and knocking down their free throws when they needed to here this evening, as they're able to knock down 11 out of their 18 free throws here in the second half and finish here in the contest with a total of 13 of 22 here from the free throw line to help out the cause here in this contest here this evening, led by 10 points here for this evening from Tiffany Williams and 9 points as well from Macy Schmidt. She had a very nice game, was very active all over the floor for Atlantic. Catherine Leonard finished with 7 as well. 11 points for Erin Olson. They missed her there at the top of the score sheet. Is she able to knock all of her points down here in the second half? That's one thing we mentioned at halftime was, boy, if you would have said she was scoreless there in the first half, they'd be down. But they were up 3 at halftime without her even getting a bucket, but she turned it on there a little bit there in the second half to help out the cause.
Yeah, they need all the cogs in the lineup to help out. And really, everybody played well. I thought Macy Schmidt was pretty clutch tonight for Atlantic.
Yeah.
She hit a lot of good free throws down the stretch. As they got the ball in her hands, they fouled her, and she made him pay on the other side.
She sure did, and also had another six-point effort here tonight from Sky Thompson and Steph Sanbothy chipping into the contest here this evening as well. For Clorinda, they were led by 16 points from Jadra Moses, 7 points tonight here from Abby Brown, and then 4 points chipped in by Kayla Rogers, 3 points from Clarissa McElroy, and two players with two, Bailey Warren and Nicole Johnson, and also a point chipped in as well here tonight from Lauren Bear. here in the contest. They were 4-6 from the free throw line. Didn't go to the charity stripe at all there in the second half of play, and that ended up being the difference for Atlantic, able to knock some of those down.
Yeah, never got into the bonus in the second half. Kind of surprising, but just never happened for them and come up short. A good competitive ball game by these two teams, but just as I said, just really free throws down the stretch, the difference. Clarinda rolled the dice, and Atlantic made them pay.
Sure did, as they pick up the victory here tonight, 49-40. Atlantic wins it here as they'll improve their overall record now here to 6-10, and they'll also improve their conference record to 3-6. For the Cardinals, they will fall to 4-11 overall and 2-7 here in the Hawkeye 10 conference.
That good game, and the Atlantic boys winners tonight as well. They win 66-27 over Clarinda in a game up in Atlantic. So a sweep for Atlantic over Clarinda this evening, boys and girls.
Good news for Trojan fans here tonight. They picked a couple of victories here this evening over the Clarinda Cardinals. We'll have more high school basketball coming up for you tomorrow here on KJAN. Afternoon contest as the Cam Cougars will play host Owen Messina against Charlotte. It'll be a girls-boy doubleheader. The girls are set to go at 3 o'clock. Boys at 4:30 approximately after the girls wrap up. We'll have that coverage for you here on KJN AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Also on the web as well at KJN.com. And each of these games that we broadcast here on the air, we also have for you with our live streaming video on our TV page as well at KJN.com. So that's what's coming up for you. That'll wrap up our broadcast here tonight. It was a win for Atlantic. The girls win it 49-40 over Clarinda. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Clarinda High School.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Edward Jones and Judd Manili.
Support of our local games comes from your local Edward Jones investment representative, Judd Manili, 243-9238, Edward Jones Making Sense of Investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Smith Heating and Plumbing in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They're your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528. Polly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to friends. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut. That's Polly Jones Funeral Home.